The GAO says developers won't meet a November deadline for creating automated cargo scanning. The system is supposed to be deployed to air, land, and sea ports of entry to detect a dirty bomb. The GAO also says the cost of the scanning system has almost doubled from $2 billion to $3.8 billion. Despite the extra money and time, GAO experts say the new technology won't improve upon existing equipment at the ports. A Homeland Security spokesperson says the agency will wait for the next round of testing to respond to the GAO's assessment. Senator Joe Lieberman, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says the Department of Homeland Security mishandled what he calls a critical program. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.